Hi, my name is Judy Block. I'm the administrator of the Chitna Traditional Indian Village Council, and I'm also a community member in Chitna. The native village of Chitna is up on the mountain, and then at the base of the mountain is the community, the unincorporated community of Chitna, which is primarily non-native. Well, it's an unnamed mountain, as far as I know. I've never heard an Indian name for it, nor a non-native name for it. And it's a beautiful little community nestled in the mountain, the old riverbed, and then the Copper River runs past us, and we're on the banks of the Copper River. So everyone in the state converges on Chitna in the summertime to dip net or run fish wheels. And at one point, the dip net office sold 10,000 permits in one weekend. So we have this huge influx of people every summer, which we appreciate. You know, it's not that we hate tourists, but they need to be a little bit more respectful of us local residents, because I think when they're trespassing and just dumping their garbage anywhere, just going to the bathroom anywhere, letting their dogs run and shooting their guns anywhere, they're not just doing it anywhere. They're doing it in our yards, and they're endangering our local population. There really aren't any facilities here other than the community hall up in the village. We do have a year-round bar downtown, and pretty much that's it. You know, you just kind of make your fun where you can find it. We're all here for pretty much the same reason. You know, we want the peace, we want the seclusion and serenity. And though we may not socialize on a daily basis, if there's any kind of crisis or any kind of need, the entire community pulls together and deals with it.